Good morning, May 15th, 2026. Time for your harm reduction briefing. Today's edition ranges from New York's proposed Peers Army for addiction support to a Connecticut law focused on access to opioid overdose reversal medication. Disclaimer: this software uses AI to aggregate content and transcribe it to speech. Please double-check sources before putting any information into action. Starting with news coverage, Gothamist reports on New York mayoral candidate Zohran Mamdani and a plan to build what the outlet describes as a peers army to aid New Yorkers facing addiction. In Philadelphia, The Inquirer reports that JEVS is taking over Northeast Treatment Center's behavioral health operations. At the national and international level, Drug Reporter looks at psychedelic research and access in Ukraine. Filter reports that three former World Health Organization directors are urging the WHO to back tobacco harm reduction. And The Hill reports that Health and Human Services Secretary Robert F. Kennedy Jr.'s chief HHS spokesperson resigned over flavored vapes. Turning to the social pulse, one lived experience post from Azzy May on LinkedIn argues that many harms associated with substance consumption are shaped by prohibition, abstinence-only education, and a culture of stigma and silence around consumption. In innovation-focused posts, one item shared on X says NACADA has recommended setting up a national wastewater drug surveillance and early warning system after Kenya's first wastewater-based study on drug use, with the aim of tracking emerging substance use patterns in real time. Another post, from Police One on X, highlights a swipe-based field technology for fentanyl detection that it says can deliver fast, clear answers and reduce uncertainty and risk. There was also a contrasting message in opposition-oriented discourse. A post from SF Boehner on X summarizes key aspects of Hilton's approach as enforcement against street living, removal of people from encampments, and dismantling parts of the current service approach. It is worth hearing that, as opposition messaging around homelessness and service strategy, rather than as a neutral program description. In research, The Western Journal of Emergency Medicine has a statewide retrospective analysis on the impact of bystander naloxone on emergency medical transport refusal after opioid overdose. Seton Hall University's e-repository includes work on pain management in opioid users. And Addictive Behaviors Reports has a study identifying distinct stimulant use trajectories and patterns of overdose. That kind of trajectory research can be especially useful when programs are trying to tailor outreach beyond a one-size-fits-all model. On the policy front, Connecticut has enacted a law concerning the Department of Mental Health and Addiction Services recommendations on access to opioid overdose reversal medication, along with revisions to mental health and addiction statutes. In Idaho, a newly enacted controlled substances law revises provisions regarding controlled substances. Now to funding opportunities that are currently open. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, through NCIPC, has a comprehensive Addiction and Recovery Act, or CARA, funding opportunity with a deadline of June 8, 2026. So that one is coming up soon. The Smart Family Fund's Angel Philanthropy Program is also open for pitches. It offers first-time grants ranging from $25,000 to $100,000, and the pitch window is open on a rolling basis. For any additional funding opportunities flagged by the newsletter, check out the browser version. Finally, in activism, Students for Sensible Drug Policy is urging people to contact federal representatives to decriminalize cannabis now. The National Council for Mental Well-Being is also calling on supporters to tell Congress to release delayed SAMHSA funding opportunities. If that SAMHSA action item matters to your work, the timing of those delayed opportunities is the practical detail to watch next. That is your morning briefing. Stay informed, stay grounded, and have a strong start to your day.